Greetings and welcome in a JIT with a Frenchman. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Yes, you imagined. It is actually my birthday. And I'm not talking so loud because I'm actually in the JIT with many other people. And they are trying to sleep upstairs. And I don't want to be one of those guys. I actually went away from the dormitory so that I can record this podcast. It is indeed my birthday. And it didn't start very well. I slept by a lake and woke up alone in this lake, knowing I have a very, very long day to hike that I didn't want to hike. So it wasn't the most ideal scenario. And I started very late because I was doing this silly Instagram video that made me laugh in my head, but I wasn't sure it would be funny in real life. The lucky thing is that I arrived at the Refuge d'Ayus, and was almost the only one there. The team was absolutely amazing, a bunch of person that really had a good time without the tourists, I think, and were very, very funny, the refuge keepers and all, making a lot of jokes and everything. It gave for a pleasant moment. I wanted really to have a good meal, so I ordered everything that was available, but the only thing that was available was an omelette. Not really a heavy meal. But there I met another guy, François, who is hiking the HRP, the Haute Route Pyrénéenne, which is the difficult version of the big cross of the Pyrenees. And we talked, it was nice, and he was going to the same place as me, so we said, okay, let's walk together. We didn't hike directly on the GR10, but on the alternative of the GR10. And it was nice because we passed through valleys that not so many people passed, and on very, very good trails. We also saw a cabin that was beautiful. And after the end of this very long trail, the only thing I wanted was a beer for tonight, and if possible, a warm meal. Didn't ask for much, really. And rain was coming, and I thought, okay, a place to stay somewhere would be nice as well. And I had all of that. We met a guy at the very end of our trek. And this guy was actually a local. And this local gave us a ride to the nearest town where we wanted to hike. But it was just road. And offered us a beer. Fucking fantastic. One thing leading to another. I was now in this gîte where I'm sleeping tonight, where I took the demi-pension. Demi-pension means that you have the meal of the evening, the place to stay, and the breakfast, which is something I took only once on the Hexatrack because I am on a tight budget, but I was like, oh, who cares? It's my birthday. The demi-pension in this gîte is insanely low, 35 euros for all of that. And also I had a ton of beers, but most of the beers were paid by the other person in the bar, so that was actually very nice. And it's not exactly the birthday I was expecting. It is not even midnight, so it's still technically my birthday, and usually I go quite crazy on my birthday. Birthdays are really important to me, and I'm not even sure why. Today is the first time that I was absolutely alone for my birthday. At the beginning of the day, and I thought it would be the same for the end of the day. But luckily, I met other people that were nice. It's not the birthday I would have been dreaming of, but it's the birthday I get on the GR10. And also I know it's only 210 or something kilometers to go, so it's fine. It's doable. And the day passed quite fast because I was talking to this guy that I don't know, and every time you meet somebody new, you have a ton of things to say. And even though it's almost always the same things, it's not as deep as somebody you talk to for weeks, like Simon I was working with, where we have tons of different subjects of conversation. It always turns into the classics of hiking, but still, it's interesting. And I was quite glad it happened. I'm a little bit tipsy, but really, really far from what I thought I would be in this very nice gîte in Bors, Le Communal. And it's a very, very nice evening, despite the fact that I thought it would be horrible. Hey, let's hope that the trek is like that until the end. Very, very nice, despite the fact that I think it would be horrible. And maybe I say that only because I had a shower, but God damn it, the shower was nice. Anyway, that's all I have for you tonight. I wish you all a very happy candle blowing. Maybe you're blowing candles. It's always interesting, something to do. And I wish you a very good night. And a happy birthday. Cheers.